And also an organization that kind of looks into that as well is Invest Elyria. And we have the founder, Brandon Rutherford, with us this morning. Good morning. Thanks for sharing your time with us today.
I appreciate the invite.
We see the EI
everywhere.
That's, you know, one of the things is, I guess, to an organization needs at least marketing to get people out there. If they see that, what do you get questions about that? People wonder, what is EI? What is the Invest Elyria all about?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. We get stopped quite often as to what we're about, you know, what we do. And like we're doing a rally this coming Thursday over at Dairy Queen, just to try to, you know, just try to get people involved, show people what we're doing, and just to really try to let people know that we're out there in the community, helping the community any way we can.
What is your mission statement? What is the goal of Invest Elyria?
The goal of it is to improve the morale and communication in the city between the residents, small businesses, and also city officials. So we do everything from doing like cash mobs. We're going to be doing a farmer's market downtown this year, as well as just like helping out residents with just basic needs. Whenever St. Mary's did the mitten drive, we did a mitten drive for St. Mary's whenever St. Mary's set up the warming shelter with help of the city. So we just hurried up and contacted three or four of our businesses and said, hey, you know, let's do something right now to help these guys out.
Well, you seem like you're a very fluid organization. In other words, it doesn't take a lot of meetings and planning, a lot of stuff. It's like somebody contacts somebody else, probably through either, you know, a text message or some quick kind of social media contact, and you're able to generate something that needs to be done.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So social media is definitely our friend. We're primarily on Facebook, and we also use Twitter, of course, just to try to, you know, get the word out there. You know, hey, look, you know we're going to do a park cleanup on this day. You know, meet us there. You know, we have probably 50 or 60 businesses on board with us in town. And we can also reach out to those businesses and say, hey, you know what, help us out. We want to do this. We want to do that. You know, what can you guys help with to try to, you know, make this a better event?
And I'm sorry. As Bruce mentioned, you're the founder.
Yes.
Why did you decide to found it?
I ran for city council back in 2009, and one of the things that I just did old school door to dooring, and one of the things that I really heard from people was that people just didn't feel like they were really just involved. They were like, well, you know, I live here, but I don't really feel like I'm a part of anything, and I wanted to change that, win or lose. So after the election, I decided, well, I have all this knowledge and all this feedback from people that I need to be able to, you know, do something with that. So I reached out to a few friends of mine, kind of like out of the box thinkers, and also, you know, just like, you know, read, you know, what other cities were doing in the area, like Youngstown and so on here in Northeast Ohio, and said, you know, here's some things that we can do to be able to really try to change things in town. And that's what we started that, like I said, in pretty much in like 2010. And then we've been going strong since then. And this will probably be our most productive year. Last year was incredibly productive. But we really want to set our sights high and do better.
You got some friends involved. How many people do you have sort of at your core now?
At our core, it ranges. We probably have, like, at our rallies, we get about 40 people there, and that ranges from business owners to just residents. First timers. The last time we were at Smitty's, we packed Smitty's, the entire dining area. It was stand-up room only. Elected officials came. This later this year, we want to try to do like a candidates forum to try to, to try to bring people in, you know, show people, you know, look, you know, we need to all be involved in the process to really make a difference.
As a newer group, sometimes other established groups might say, don't tread on our turf.
Of course.
What has the relationship been with your group and others in the community, even City Hall, for example?
It's been good. It's always been a process. Like from the beginning, that's one of the things that we wanted to do, was I wanted to reach out to people, you know, City Hall, the Chronicle, and other, you know, agencies, and say, hey, look, you know, we're a group that we're looking at getting actively involved in the community. You know, we're not here to try to, you know, step on anybody's toes. We're just here to help out. You know, and if we can try to come at things from a different angle, and then to try to, you know, make a difference, then that's what we're going to do. You know, it's not about turf. It's about helping people.
Over these past number of years now, do you see it going in the direction that you had hoped to when you started it?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, like this year we're also going for our 501c3. So we're really progressing in the direction that we want to see ourselves, you know, to be able to really try to, you know, help people instantly, and really also try to go for like bigger projects, you know, with the city's help, and to really be able to try to get some really, you know, big things done, and really really try to elevate the you know, just the level of community.
Well, you mentioned sort of the morale. How has that been building? I mean, because that sometimes, it's one thing to sort of volunteer, be a part of something, but it's to be proud of it is the other part that I wonder how people are, you've had experience through your group, are sort of feeling about the city and what they do.
Yeah, and it actually honestly truly is building, and that's honestly probably like one of the things that really kind of like makes me smile is to be able to get a phone call or just like a Facebook message from somebody going, you know you really are making a difference with this group, you know I really feel better about this community, about what, you know, where I live, about you know, the direction that we're heading in as a city, you know, because of a volunteer group. And that's the great thing I think about our groups and also other volunteer groups anywhere, is that if it's all volunteer, there is no ulterior motive, there isn't anything. It's just a pure organic sense of wanting to do better and wanting to actually help people.
When you look at the city of Elyria, what do you see as the major challenges and for your group the opportunities?
I think the major challenges is to really show residents that we need to be better than what we are right now. We need to have our residents be proud of something. You know, right now, I don't believe that our it's a great city. I love living here. I was actually born outside of Elyria. I moved to Elyria in 2003. But I think we need our residents to be really proud of living here. We need our residents to say, you know what, we don't need to go shopping elsewhere. We have everything we need right here. And we want to support the businesses that are right here, because those businesses support us and those businesses believe in us, the people of our city. So I think like one of part of our vision is that we want, you know, organic grass fed food and, you know, beef and so on in town. You know, we want to, you know, with the Elyria Art Depot in town, we really want to push those guys and really say, you know what, art needs to be part of our future. You know, technology, we have, you know, LCC with the, you know, with Glide and then also with the Fab Lab, you know, DroneWorks, Matt Mishak, he's the chief prosecutor here in the city of Court, which I'm sure you guys know, you know, he's part of our group. And we had him come out to another rally that we had, because it's things like that. It's cutting edge technology. We need a strong identity and not just a generic way forward. Other cities here in the county or here in Northeast Ohio will pass us up if we do not have that identity, you know, that's a strong identity that residents can latch onto and identify with.
Do you look back at the time when you were, you know, running for council, as you say, and it didn't work out? This was a whole opportunity where the impact you've made now over these years may even have been greater than if you had been elected in that sense?
Not really. I've actually had a lot of people, you know, like come to me and say, you know what, you know, you got to run, you know, run again or try again. And honestly, I feel as though as a group and myself personally, that we can do more and help more people not being involved in office, you know, where, you know, I mean, being elected official is, you know, great and it's honorable and it's something that everybody should respect. But in the next breath though, you know, if we can have just people who just care, and people who want to see their community get better, then that's what we really need, you know, and that's how we can bypass all of the red tape and all of that, just, you know, stuff that tends to get in the way. You know, whenever we want stuff, you know, something done, or whenever a business comes to us and says, hey, you know what, you know, we're having a problem, we can cut right through it, and we don't have to be political about what we do. We can just cut right to the meat of the issue and say, look, this is a problem. What can we do to try to, you know, improve this? Or X business is having a problem with such and such. You know, help me out. You know, give me a phone number to help, you know, get this done. I know one of the things that we did initially was Kelly's Boutique, which was downtown Elyria a few years back. She was having problems because she was located right next to the train tracks, right next to the train bridge. And then there was, you know, traditionally supposed to be lights underneath there. And she couldn't get, you know, have the lights, you know, on. They would always, you know, like burn out or they wouldn't kick on at all. And then since she ended up, she tried to call the city a couple of times to no avail. So she called me up. She said, "Hey, look, you know, this is a problem. My customers don't feel safe walking underneath the bridge. You know, what can we do about it?" So I called the city. I asked the city who was in charge of the lights, and it ended up being the rail company. So I called them up, and then, or no, I'm sorry, we ended up calling up Ohio Edison. It ended up being Ohio Edison, and they ended up coming out and fixing them. So, you know, and it's just a matter of saying, I'm not trying to be political, because there's no, we don't have to worry about any kind of backlash.
So this is a case where, you know, some issue came up and you were able to come up with a solution rather than someone saying, "Well, those lights don't work, it doesn't matter," and it's kind of, lights don't work, people don't show up someplace, and other issues can develop because of that. This is a way to cut it short by getting right to the point and solving the issue.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I think we find as a group that we can definitely do more when it comes to just cutting straight to the meat of the issue, just by being residents, that we can say that there is no, you know, like I said before, you know, ulterior motive, and just say, this right here is a problem. We want a solution. What can we do to do that? And then, and I think that's also something that also attracts people to us, is that they can see us just cutting straight through the red tape and saying, and very publicly saying, that we don't care about the red tape. You know, I mean, we definitely, you know, respect the process, but in the same sense, we also want to get results. We want to show residents that the time of dilly-dallying around with just the slow chugging along of trying to get things done is over. And we want to show that we're going to cut right through the issue and get results for the residents, so that way the residents, so we can be, you know, be proud to live here. I mean, you know, most of us are all proud to live here, you know, but I think we can have that much more pride in it. We can shop here more. We can do more here. You know, we can take our families downtown. We can do things like that. We can come to the mall. We can, you know, so.
You have your rally at Dairy Queen on Thursday.
Yep.
I assume the one up on Abbey Road?
Yeah. Yep.
I know it very well, probably too well. But what happens at a rally like this?
What we'll mainly do is we'll go around the room and then, you know, to try to get people talking, you know, ask people for their names and where they're from and how long, you know, where in the city that they're from. You know, and how long they've lived in the city, you know, just to try to get people talking, kind of, you know, to try to break the ice with people. We'll then start to run down, you know, past events, you know, old business, you know, whether it's the free libraries that we did last year or anything else that we've done, you know, like the Mitten Drive. We did Compassion Week a couple weeks back in February, you know, just to say, you know, this is what we've been doing since our last rally. And then we can go into things like the farmers market and the Green Party and stuff like that we have upcoming. And then we also every meeting or every rally, we have a speaker. And then this on Thursday will be Dwayne Whiteley, Chief Whiteley from EPD will be there as our speaker. Just speaking about just what's going on with EPD, and also, you know, and also of course answering any questions that residents might have. So it's a nice opportunity. We always want to try to provide access to people that would otherwise not really be as accessible to people otherwise. You know, I mean, of course, you know, Chief Whiteley would always take your calls if you called the police station. But if you could come to a rally where you can see them face to face and you can go up to them and approach them, you know, I think it definitely creates something, you know, unique and special. You know, we've had Antonio from the Art Depot before. Matt Misek, like I said, he spoke about you know, the courthouse and also about DroneWorks, the meeting before that. So it's, you know, we try to make it a very nice, you know, unique experience. At Smitty's, we also debuted our latest video that we did of our 2013 wrap up of all the things that we had done, and so it was a nice, fun way to end it. And then of course afterwards people stay and talk and
have ice cream.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
The blizzards that they have there as well.
Absolutely.
If people want to find out more, get involved, maybe see about all those things you did this past year to be inspired and be a part of the Investalaria, what's the best way for them to do that?
Best way for them to go about doing it will be to just go to our website, investalaria.com, or they can find us on Facebook, just our Investalaria page, or we have a community page that people can be a part of, which is called Connect Alaria.
Sounds great. Yep. Brandon Rutherford, thanks for stopping in this morning, and
thanks
good luck with everything you do with Investalaria. Appreciate it.
I appreciate it.